Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Three more hours of it, 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Leroy Butler, inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer, soon to be named Pro Football Hall of Famer, class of 2020. Talk to my boy, John Baker. We're figuring out a time that we can get you fitted for that jacket, Leroy. Or if you just 45, 48 long, is that what you are?
38 small.
Okay, come on now. I know that's not true.
Who is that?
That's Kawhi.
That's Kawhi.
I didn't know he had that lash.
Yeah, I'll bust it out whenever you start talking about you're a 38 small.
No. I'd rather have your laugh or Rami's laugh as a drop. That's the best drop.
Nah, those two are ugly. 414-799-1250 live at 1057fmthefan.com. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Anthony Mandela's on the other side, too. And you can join us here on The Fan. We also got chances at $1,000 coming up all day long. We got Mark Simon talking some baseball later on this hour. Also, I got a story for from the Burgers and Brews with Bofording event coming up here later on in about a half hour. That was
the Giannis and,
an adventure.
Lazarin and Eden. What is his name, man?
Lazarin and Edens.
Yeah, them two. Did they show up to talk Supermax deal? I offered them.
You know what? No, but they could have been over on the side part. We were hanging out in the big room for the event. They could have been just hanging out by the bar over on the side.
Yeah,
you know, they
been.
Probably didn't want to get interrupted. They had some paperwork that they had to get done.
Right.
They don't want a whole lot of people spilling stuff around there.
Just write on a napkin if you're going to stay or not. You remember you used to date girls in third grade? Check yes or no if you want to like go out with me to the locker. Are you going to stay, yes or no? Check the box and send it back.
Now, see, millennials just did that on Instant Messenger. That was how those check
never
the boxes one came
never
up.
Never heard of it.
Billy Icebox 74, if you're wondering what my...
Billy
Icebox.
AOL this name guy. Was.
AOL. It's still
Messenger.
People using AOL.
Yeah.
The dinosaurs
don't kid yourself now.
Have arrived.
The Milwaukee Brewers, Sparky.
Why would you pay for email?
They hit the one-third mark coming up this past weekend at 30-24. That paces for a 90-win clip. I remember you were right in the 90-win area.
88, 89.
For series season predictions. I was at 86. Gary, you were right around that 88, 90 win mark as well.
Yeah.
And right now, the Brewers are pacing to be a 90-win ball club. Half game back of the Chicago Cubs, who have been brutal the last couple of weeks. Both teams 4-6 in the last 10 column right now. And the Cubs schedule gets into one of those dicey situations that the Brewers are finally getting out of. And it feels like 90 wins, Sparky, could be good enough for the crew to get this thing done in 2019.
It's the most bizarre beginning of a season. Doesn't feel like they're very good. It just doesn't.
It doesn't.
And I'm telling you, when you gave me that thing about, hey, they're predicting for 90 wins, I was like, really? That's how this projects to be? Because it doesn't feel like 90 wins to me at all. It just doesn't. It feels like every game's a struggle one way or the other. And it just doesn't seem like they've been able to get on any kind of roll outside of a short stretch. That they've had one little short stretch where they've gotten on a roll. And outside of that, it's like every game is a fight. Every single game. And Alex Claudio, good Lord. And Craig Counsell after the game last night, I think he's all right. He'll be fine.
I like Claude.
Oh, he's a frustrating dude.
All right. That's why you're in the bullpen, because you're frustrated. So that's you know, ace. Y'all right. need to stop this stuff.
So that's frustrating. Hira had a home run, so that was nice last night.
Two run, yeah.
Right? Aguilar still didn't do anything.
Just hold on for that, Steve.
I mean, in general, I think it's going to be somewhere around 95. I think it's going to need
to win. See, there you go with this Bucks stuff division. Again. Same thing.
I didn't say the Brewers are going to win 95. The question is, will 90 wins be enough to win the division?
I don't, Steve, you did it with the Packers. I don't think 90 is good enough. Now you're doing 95.
No, I'm not saying the Brewers are going to win 95.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Question is, the Brewers are on base for 90 wins. Will that be enough? Meaning, will that be enough to win the division?
Yeah, will that be enough?
I don't think so. I think it's going to probably be somewhere around 95 wins to probably win this division.
So what's going to happen? You know, well, Chicago's there, but you're thinking Pittsburgh or St. Louis going to jump up there and that would make sense what you're saying.
Michael Wacha is so bad he's in the bullpen right now. So
Cincinnati is not as bad as people think.
No. Nope.
So they're going to beat somebody.
They're also
so
not
maybe
that
you're
good.
Right. So maybe they got to win that.
They're another team. I mean, Dietrich, good Lord. I mean, he's having Scooter Jeanette syndrome in Cincinnati. He went from not being a power hitter to being Babe
And Scooter's
Ruth.
Still out. They're going to get him back in that lineup as well.
Right. Oh. Dietrich's been Babe Ruth since they brought him up. So I just from my standpoint, I still think 95 is probably going to be the number somewhere in that area. Now, if it ends up being around 90, you may have four teams in this thing in the last week of the season all trying to get to 90 wins to win this thing. Definitely going to have three. I think the Cardinals will be right there at the end if it's 90. I think the Cubs are definitely going to be there. And I think the Brewers are definitely going to be there at 90. And then a lot of it's going to play into what all the teams do at the trade deadline. And then, you know, who catches fire in the second half. But considering the Brewers aren't playing well, the Cubs aren't playing well. Neither one has taken advantage of the other not playing well and decided to try and get some distance in this division. I think it's a very good sign for the Milwaukee Brewers.
You sit here after the half or one-third mark, Gary, and let me just add a little bit of context to how tight this division is. So the Brewers are in second place, half game behind the Chicago Cubs.
But they have more wins, though.
They have more wins. They've played more games.
Yeah, I get it.
Cardinals and Pirates both at four games back. Cincinnati Reds at five games back. There's six divisions in the MLB. Three of those division races, the leader has a larger lead on the second place team than the Cubs have on the last place team in the NL Central. This is the tightest division in all of baseball. It was one of the reasons why I thought that it would be closer to an 88, maybe 90 win would probably top out the division.
Right.
Do you think if the Brewers are on pace to win 90 games, and that's what they are after one-third of the season, will that be enough?
Let me tell you this, Billy. A great topic that we have today that hopefully our people can absolutely enjoy. And I'm with Steve in the fact that I had to go look. I've been on the Bucks, man. And it's been, like, super weird to be on a Bucks ride and the Brewers are just kind of sitting there and all of a sudden you tell me we're on pace to win 90 games. When, like, maybe the last time I checked, I thought the pitching staff was falling apart, the bullpen. I mean, you got nothing. The Hira guy, he's coming up. Travis Shaw, they sent him down. I mean, there have just been so many moving parts with the Brewers, and you look up today, Bucks are all done. And most certainly, guys, this is how we're going to go. You look up today, and it is. It's about the Brewers. And you let your show off with OTAs were the other day. Leroy and I did our – it was really amazing. Leroy and I did our – what we did yesterday, Leroy?
Spectrum.
Spectrum. Yeah. And they were showing on television OTAs going, and people are packed around the fence.
Yep. That was the 21st, I think. Because they only let – they let the public come.
I don't even. Okay. Here's my point. I don't even know what they are doing. I've been so enthralled in what
enthralled.
The Bucks,
I like that.
And you're a former Packer and the host of the Green and Gold Post Game Show.
Yes, sir. Don't you know what they were doing? I mean, maybe they probably like that. The head coach.
Well, those guys
Matt
were at
LaFleur,
the Bucks game.
He likes it a lot,
dude. He's running. Man, nobody. He's running underneath me. All the. If you think about the media, right? There's only so many media to go around. Now we got a great guy, Mike Clemens. He's
sure.
He's what.
Our Green and Gold insider.
Embedded.
Yeah, he lives up there.
So we always going to have some stuff coming in, but this whole 90 win thing caught me by surprise, man. I just didn't think – I don't know if Major League Baseball – well, if this is just the way it is, because remember last time, 2 weeks ago, I was talking about how good are the Dodgers, where they're at, how good are the Braves, where they're – I mean, those are outside of where we are, but still those are teams that you got to beat to try to get to the World Series – And right now, you talk about our division. You're right. Cardinals, Cubs, yes. It's going to be a race. And I'm looking at it now, and it just appears that I still am uncomfortable with our pitching staff.
Your offensive numbers, you have one player hitting over 300 as an average. That's Christian Yelich. Braun, Yasmani Grandal, 279 and 268 respectively. Hira and Orlando Arcia. Orlando Arcia has a higher batting average at 261. And then listen to this list. Lorenzo Cain, Mike Moustakas, Eric Thames, Jesus Aguilar, Travis Shaw, Manny Pena. Mm-hmm. And you're on pace to win 90 games. And your shortstop, who everybody believes was the worst hitter in your lineup, has one of the top five batting averages on the team. Is 90 wins going to be enough? That's what the Brewers are on pace for after the one-third mathematical waypoint. You get 54 to win, 54 to lose, and usually whatever you do in that other 54 depends on where you play in October.
Shocking.
Will the Milwaukee Brewers be in October? 414-799-1250 when the Wendy's Big Show returns. Wendy's Big Show on a Wednesday. Appreciate you hanging out. Weather's going to get better. The weekend's going to be fun. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Making your work week even more enjoyable on your way home with chances at $1,000 coming up here in about 10 minutes from right now. And at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock right here on The Fan. Our last week of our national text contest, trying to put $1,000 in your hand, and you could use that $1,000 to do a lot of things. You could replace windows. You could get ready for Brewers playoff games. You don't have to spend it on NBA Finals tickets because the Bucks aren't going, but there's plenty of different things. Chances to go out to Miller Park this weekend, next weekend. Brewers on pace for 90 wins. They're in the thick of this thing. They're a half game back of the Chicago Cubs. Both teams 4-6 in their last 10. But will 90 wins be good enough for the crew in 2019 to make it to where they need to be? Leroy Butler, Leap 36. I ask you that question right now on the Wendy's Big Show.
First of all, I'd like to say that we should now vote for our All-Stars. It's a brand new way of voting. But I don't think we do our part as enough to get All-Stars. I know the people don't want to talk about that. Forget, they're going to win 90 games. They're going to have three or four All-Stars, I'm assuming.
Had a franchise record 5 last year, I believe.
How many All-Stars they got, Roy?
Well, that's a good question. I think Grandal has a chance, but I don't know, But,
I just do that to get on Steve's nerve.
How many All-Stars they got, Roy?
I think Yellow just a...
He's a shoo-in.
He's an All-Star.
Don't even mention Yellow. You tell me after that who they got.
The ace, Zach Davis.
Okay.
Woodruff. Woodruff should be there.
Yeah.
You're dang right.
Yeah, what that
my
is?
My boy
three,
Woody.
That three, right?
Yes, Yelich, Woodruff.
And Davis.
Davis, who else you got?
Let me look at this roster.
Josh Hader.
Well, that's a slam.
Right?
Dog.
That's four.
Steve shaking his head on Hader
again. It's always an outside chance. Like, Jesus was an outside chance, and so was Jefferson. They made it.
Well, Jesus better be lucky if he makes it to Milwaukee by the All-Star break.
I'm pulling for one guy real hard. Arcia, man. He make it, I'll be
Steve, happy, who are you pulling for?
I think Yelich for sure. Nobody
well,
else.
Well, yeah,
position,
we know that.
Nobody else position wise.
Just pitching, got one?
Pitching wise, I think they get Davies or Woodruff, and that's probably it.
So no, you got two, more. Maybe
I think
three?
I'll say two, maybe three.
Leroy, how about this? You know when I say you got two and a possible?
I like that. Space.
Two and a possible?
Yeah, space.
Space.
If I point to my ring, that means I need you to play diamonds. And play your best one.
Or you, girl, you know you like to go out to the club, don't you?
Play the clubs. Point to my skin. Play your high speed.
Yeah.
You get that one.
Can you guys teach me how to play that game sometime?
Hey, there's a lot of cheating in it.
It sounds like my kind of game.
There's a lot of cheating.
A lot of talking across the board, man. You got your partner. You got a good partner. Y'all good. You got a good partner.
Yeah,
you catch on what you're saying.
Yeah. Me and Lawrence Dossey, he played for the Bucks, Tampa Bay, and he was my roommate in college. We were the best, and when he kind of went towards his, because I didn't want a roommate at one point because I'm a diva. Edgar Bennett was my guy. He was my partner, and then one of the best spade players of all time, Terrell Buckley. That guy's brilliant. I think he's one of these, like, numbers. You could, he can be our guy, Mark Simon. He could be
Simon.
Yeah, he's a numbers analytics guy before that. Terrell was, this guy was brilliant. You can just yell out, like, what's 100 times 2 million, 9.7? He'd give you an answer.
My partner was Steals, King Steals.
Oh, I know.
Okay, well, we know that there was a lot of cheating going on.
He changed the rules. You got to know what the rules are when you play with him. Because, you know, we'll play Big Joker, Little Joker.
I don't like that. I like Ace High. I don't like
Hold on. We'll play Big Joker, Little Joker, right? Deuce of Diamond, Deuce of Spades, then Ace, King, Queen, right?
Two-minute trumps. Yeah.
But he loved to play it like that, right? But he'll have you convinced, if he mess around and throw out that Deuce of Spades before the Deuce of Diamond, he'll convince you that the Deuce of Spades was higher than the Deuce of Diamond. You got to go back and really figure out,
like,
right?
I hate people.
Just confuse you and muddies the waters. Just all the time. And being his partner is very difficult because you got to be remembering, you know, cars laid, what laid, this laid, because he's all over the place. But you talking?
Ooh. Yeah, you have to talk a lot of trash. A
lot of trash. I mean, much like, you know, the Brewers. I mean, I wonder, because we're in the Brewer Club's house, they don't play much cards in there.
No, there's usually like one table playing. That they might be doing something, but that's usually about it.
I didn't see them do anything like that this spring.
A lot of singing going on.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of that.
Manny Pena was singing Hotel California
while
we were down there.
I saw that. That was nice.
That was funny.
That was nice.
But they're a group
that... There's no card playing, though.
No, they're doing a whole lot of work.
There's no dominoes?
Mm-mm.
None of that in there.
You know what there is, Gary?
Them jokers eating, though.
There's a lot of Fortnite.
Is that what's going on?
A lot of Call of Duty.
Is that what's going on?
Yes, sir.
I bet you it is.
That's the millennial.
I bet you it is.
There's a lot of Fortnite going on.
That's what, and so they're not in that room.
Young player. Grown men ain't playing on Fortnite.
Now, a lot of them, though, will be squadding up together. Like, we'll go in there at Miller Park, and I know JJ, Josh Hader usually always do. Yolisha Scene's got a TV in there with his PS4. And, like, there could be four dudes in the locker room playing alongside each other.
None of those guys are married.
All around the place.
None of those guys are married.
No, yeah, most of them are.
They can't be.
Yeah, most of them are.
I spend that time with my family.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to this Central, who I think is one of the toughest divisions in baseball.
Get back to it.
Get back to it, Leroy.
I mean, it has to be. I mean,
he must bring us back to something. Isn't that crazy?
Historically, I've always, and we'll look biased here in the Central.
What does that mean? I can't remember. Come on,
a topic of that I don't like. So I got to move out of it.
So what did you just say?
I don't like it.
So you changed it up yourself.
I'd rather talk about something else more boring. Baseball.
This boy here.
Listen, I think this is one of the toughest divisions. Billy, you're the baseball guy. You watch when you cover games. I think this. I really don't think Cincinnati is as bad as this.
Mm-hmm. You know,
as is what?
As bad as people think. And I think a lot of people, they're going to beat a lot of people. So this division's going to beat each other up before you even get to the Dodgers later down the line in the Phillies, before you even get to those teams. So 90 games should be enough, but it may not. Because down the stretch, you could see, because the one team that's always there is St. Louis. And right now they're four games back. If for some reason they get on a run, now you got to hit this. You may have to win 92, 93 games. And to be honest with you, you have to win the games you're supposed to win.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Minnesota, I didn't know they was the number one hitting team. I had no idea.
Best record in baseball, yeah.
Man, I had no idea they can swing the bat like that. If you can survive that series, you can survive any series. And I don't know if Chicago is healthy enough to keep this half-game lead, but to answer your question, 90 games should be enough, but I don't think it will be.
And if it should be enough.
It's going to be very competitive.
And if it's not enough to win you the division, it's almost guaranteed to be enough to get you a chance at one of the wild card spots, Sparky.
Right.
Like you should
that's
be.
A good
you
point.
Will be in the
second
dance.
Wild card. They got two wild cards.
Two wild cards, right? Yep.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Where
that's
you should point. Be able
that's
to be at least
point.
Into the dance. 90 wins can get
a
you a
point.
Ticket.
No, I don't. I really don't give a damn about the stupid wild card.
Wow.
I really do not.
You want to get to the playoffs?
A stupid one game playoff is just a playing game.
Give me a chance.
It's not a win it.
It's a stupid playing game. It's not a real series. I want to win the division, have a real series. I don't want to be sitting here going, oh my God. Well, if we do all this, you make all these trades, you do whatever you got to do, and now if you lose this game, you're done, you go home, you don't even get to a real series. No, it's just not real. If that wild card round was actually a best of five, something like that, then I'd say, okay, yeah, then you're in. It's a real series. Let's see what happens. But instead, it's just whoever's hot on one day advances.
Isn't that crazy? I hate that.
Hate it. Drives me
Can
nuts.
We just do the best 2 out of 3 there?
That would be fine, too. I'd take that over one.
Right. It was amazing, though, when the Cubs weren't able to win it last year against the Rockies, and then you were able to sweep them.
Right.
That was a lot of fun.
I would prefer that to be the best 2 out of 3. That one game playing, that's just stupid. You never know.
No, not at all.
Not the best team. Because you're looking for the best team. Not the best team's always going to win.
Because like that, the Cubs won 95 games last year. They were just on par with the Brewers on how many wins they had for the most in baseball. And they scored 2 runs in 23 innings between game 163 and that one game wild card, and they're out.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's one of the purest things about baseball is it always is the hottest team that's going to get it. Like last year, the Boston Red Sox, they took it off the sheet. They were the best team in baseball. They won 100 and some games. Mm-hmm. You felt like it was over. That was going to be it. But when you're playing throughout the 162, right about to 150, whoever starts getting the hottest at that point, depending on if it is a one-game wild card or if it is a five-game NLDS series, you still are in the driver's seat to get yourself to a World Series opportunity. Brewers are right there.
They're right there.
I really hope everybody's attention starts coming back to the Brewers. And like you, Gary, I'm excited to have some more attention onto the Brewers.
Yeah.
Even doing the post-game show,
when
they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, I got 2 TVs on here, but there's no way I'm focusing as much on Brewers baseball as I could be.
No.
And the weather's good. I see the sun's poking out back there.
Oh, it is poking.
It's going to be a lot better chance to go sit on that outdoor oasis that J&J Contractors builds for you.
Yeah.
Maybe with a little cigar.
My good friends at J&J Contractors.
Enjoy some baseball.
Ask for Jason. I mean,
Jason likes baseball. I know
build
that.
Build your outdoor oasis. My good friends, J&J Contractors, get that done for you guys. Tis the season. I hear Skeeter's going to be pretty bad this year. I just saw a special on Skeeter's.
Really?
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, the other day.
Aren't they the worst?
Yeah, they showed these guys. They're already spraying down the parks and stuff. And I was thinking, you know, my good friend at J&J Contractors, when you build an outdoor oasis, you can get you a little barrier built over there and have somebody come and spray it down.
Now we're talking.
With your outdoor oasis. So don't be afraid of mosquitoes.
How does Maddie deal with the mosquitoes?
Maddie?
Yeah.
Oh, you talking about my dog?
Yeah.
She eats them. She snaps.
I just snatches them out of the air.
She just snaps. She just snaps around.
Gary's whipping his neck around in the air.
She's just snapping right there because she loves mosquitoes. She loves flies. And she almost got a bumblebee the other day. I was going to see how big her jaw was going to swell up on. But it did pretty good. Didn't swell up on. So she must have chewed it up pretty good. I'm not really sure. But go check my good friends out at J&J Contractors, guys. You're looking to do something for the interior of your house. Like maybe redo your kitchen or your bathroom or add into some livable space. My good friends at J&J Contractors, get all that done and much, much more. If you have a dream, they can make it a reality. Call them today, J&J Contractors.
I have a dream. It's that you put a grand in your hand in 2 minutes. Next. Wendy's Big Show. We got Throwback Thursday coming up tomorrow. Throwback. Hey, what happened during Throwback Thursday last week? Sparky and I were off, Gary. Good old KS texted me about some kind of metal extravaganza that we're doing.
So, I mean, and normally, you know, I'll put a kibosh to that with J.O. and that, but it was all bands that I knew.
Metallica's one of them.
Okay. So it's like a big collage
of all the Black Sabbath, Metallica, and all them jokes. I mean, I don't know. But it all bands I knew. Now, if you start coming with some of this stuff that you don't know.
Right, like Lamb Death and all that kind of stuff.
No, we ain't doing that, cuz. But, you know, when you're doing Metallica, Black Sabbath, I mean, those are.
I can play with some of that.
You know, if you're doing that.
They got clean versions of all that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
I don't trust the clean versions of these random bands J.O. comes up with.
Yeah,
I don't. Because, like, even though it's on.
And, you know, here's the thing.
I don't really
about
know
it.
What they're saying.
Is J.O. but... going to be here? Tomorrow?
I don't believe so.
Yeah,
see, I believe it's Anthony Mandela hanging out with us.
Yep,
he does every day.
That's another thing, too. When he comes in here, he wants
Unless my car blows up.
Thursday. What's wrong with your car?
What's wrong with your car?
How long you got?
We got the whole segment. Let's fill it up. What's going on, Anthony?
Well, should we start with you? Yours is on the rundown.
I would rather hear your story as
Let's
we were
see
starting.
What you got going first?
What's going on, Anthony? What's going on with your SUV?
Can I ask a question?
The Toyota?
Yeah, what kind of car is it?
It's a Toyota.
Toyota what?
RAV4.
Okay.
RAV4.
How many miles you got on that baby?
I'm creeping in on the 202,000.
Oh, 202. Okay. There you go. Set it
still
up.
Still got some good run in it.
Yeah. Four door?
Does it?
Well, maybe not.
Four-door?
Four-door.
Okay. Stick shift, automatic?
What'd you automatic.
Buy? Oh, man.
Okay. And when did you buy this car?
I bought it 2 years ago. It's 17 years old.
Okay. All right. 17 years old.
Yeah.
Almost older than you.
It can almost go vote.
What's going on with the rust bucket?
It's rusty. There's underneath your car, you got the gas tank. There's two metal straps that hold the gas tank up. One of them rusted through.
Oh.
So there's no support for the gas tank right now on that side of the car.
That thing ain't dragging on the ground, is it?
No, it's not on the ground yet. I'm not chancing it.
It will be, though.
I don't know if you saw him out there yesterday working on this when I went to leave.
No, I didn't know he was working
on it. So I went to leave, and I see his dad, who saw me walk out, didn't bring any food. But I saw his dad out there, and he and I were talking. I'm like, what is Mandela doing? I could see his foot from underneath the car. I was like, I got AAA. He's got a flat tire. I can get somebody out here to come help him, whatever. Right. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And then he told me the gas can. I was like, the gas tank. Oh, was the issue. I was like, well, I don't know if AAA is going to fix your gas tank.
No, they're not doing that.
No, they're not doing that.
No. And then what time did you stay to trying to fix that stupid thing?
I think I gave up because I just didn't have the right tool to get it loose.
What you mean?
Probably like 6:30. So there's metal straps that hold up the gas tank, Gary. It's affixed to the frame of the car with a bolt on each end.
Okay.
But the bolts, like, this is the kind of part that you maybe replace once on a car.
Right, right.
Sure. Because it's metal.
Yeah.
So it should be good to go. And so these bolts are super tight in there because they were put in by the manufacturer.
Oh, you got so
17
much,
years ago, and there's all salt, rust and whatever
rust,
caked
salt.
Up in there.
Oh, yeah, you ain't moving them.
So I was hitting it with a WD-40 and trying to do it with like a monkey wrench because that's all I had.
WD can't get down in there.
Oh, I can get down in there.
WD can't.
I'm skinny enough.
No, the WD.
Oh, I thought you meant me.
No.
WD can't seep down in there, can it?
Well, it did. It did when I watched the YouTube tutorial that gave me the confidence I could do it myself.
Okay.
When they were fixing it 2015.
All right, go ahead.
No, it was a 2002.
Okay.
Person. Yeah, same setup.
So you're looking for a different kind of wrench you think is going to be able to get this in?
Okay. Yeah, the professionals used a socket wrench, which I didn't own, which I'm going to go buy today after work and give it a try.
Well, Leroy once had a guy. I mean, and Leroy knows a guy
Leroy
now.
Leroy has a guy for everything.
Well, Leroy had a guy that came out here one day. He heisted his car up. They did some work out there in the shed out back. Leroy, you remember that?
Well, John. My guy, John. What's our guy's name? John.
Wait, what's that guy's name?
Fix John. Everything.
Talking about Gunny J. Coon?
No. That's Scott Brooks. What's the guy you do with the same guy that McGavin does?
John Lee.
John Lee.
Our old engineer.
John Lee had it with a, the little 2x4 you either hit a burglar with or use it as wood fire.
Wish I had one.
He hanged it up like that and got up under it and came back. You fixed it, drove off.
Now, was this doing regular hours with John Lee? Because that's probably no longer why he ain't here no more. He had it working on your car. He should be fixing
it. Well, that's my friend. That's what you do. God is good.
All the time.
Good, smart friends. You always got to have a good shade tree friend.
Yeah, all the time.
Because you can't afford the labor.
No.
A labor.
What you call it, Leroy?
You can't afford it.
Shade tree?
Yeah, it's a shade tree. They fix your car.
But you know, I like your boy. What's your boy, WJ Coon? What's his name?
Scotty Brooks.
I love Scotty Brooks.
Yeah, he can fix anything.
He's solid.
Yeah, he's good for
I love that guy.
He was in the wedding, of course.
Yeah, he was. I like that guy.
Well,
yeah,
Anthony,
he was good. We can help him. We can do it. What do you need done?
I ain't
we
doing
can.
Nothing.
You want us to fix his gas tank? No,
he's got a gas tank that's falling off of his car.
No, I ain't doing nothing.
Back out, Jack.
I'm not messing with no gas tank. Mm-hmm. Man.
You don't need a jack. I fit under there.
No.
We gotta make it look professional.
No,
we're gonna video this.
I'm not
gonna put Sparky on that. You can go and rent one of these things. You put your back on your slide.
You better call somebody.
Yeah, I'm not getting underneath anything with a gas tank.
Well,
that just doesn't sound like anything I'm gonna mess with.
But baby towels,
it's still held up on the other side.
You ain't getting none of. I mean, look at that. Come on, cuz.
What?
No, what? No way I'm getting underneath the truck anyway. Like, that's just not going to happen.
There's enough room for him.
No, he's going to rub his stomach.
No, there's not enough room for Bill.
No way.
He's going to rub his stomach, man.
He's keeping it 100.
That's not nice.
But
it's not
what
nice.
What do you mean? He is going to rub his stomach. Why don't you keep it 100?
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if his head's going to fit under.
Huh?
I don't know if his head will fit under.
Huh? No, where the gas tank is, he'll fit.
No.
I know. I can fit under the whole thing.
It drops down. And then you got to have one of
those. That's the thing. I got something to keep the gas tank propped up with.
Propped up
so
I
it
like
doesn't
that
fall.
Word.
Okay,
shade tree.
But then you got to have one of them rollers thing, Leroy. You lay on.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
I don't need a roller.
That's not
going to
happen with me.
Huh?
No, that's not going to happen to me.
You can't. You can't do that.
I'm not going to fit underneath there.
Hey,
There's
man,
no chance.
Go get you a Hawaiian shirt, one that you wear all the time, and you don't mind. That'll be your work shirt. You have like oil on it and slide up under there.
All right. So
grease him up.
So you taken care of then? You good?
We'll see.
Okay. That'll be all fixed. That
I'll
sound,
try it.
That sounds
I'll try
like
it
fixed.
Again tonight.
We need to pass a hat round.
Where's your car at right now?
Right in the parking lot.
Oh, so you drove it here?
I drove it here yesterday and left it here.
Oh, okay, good.
So what it is, I got gas on my way in here yesterday about, whatever, half a mile away. And because I filled the gas tank up, it got heavy, so it snapped the... It was rusty, so it...
Hey, man, God is good. You got money. At least fill your tank up.
No, he may run blow up out there, good.
That's why I'm not driving it nowhere.
That's a heck of a way to think about it.
Have your girl drive her car. I know she got
a better
car. I
got my dad's car.
Yeah, I love his parents.
Billy?
So I was at the Burgers and Brews with Bowfring event last night.
Right.
Oh, man, it was an awesome time.
What about the burgers?
Yeah, it was.
My man George was out here, owner of Bowfring.
What's his name?
George. Flew out here from Luxembourg to hang out with us.
Oh, right up there, 43.
No, over there by like France and Germany and Belgium.
Flew the G5.
Flew over here.
Yeah.
On the Bowfring 5,
Is it George Bowfring? Is that his last name? Or no?
It don't matter. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
George Bowfording.
It wasn't George Bowfording.
Oh, okay.
But as we were hanging out, George had this green necktie on, right?
Yeah.
That was inscribed Bowfording. I was like, dude, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You rich know when folk. You have good friends,
rich folk,
when they'll give you the shirt off their back, right?
Yes. Yeah.
George was such a good dude. He gave me the tie off his neck.
That's Deion Sanders. He'll give you his shoes, his socks, shirt, everything. The guys.
I felt like I was family.
That's amazing.
I got invited out to Luxembourg.
Family. Luxembourg where?
Out by France and them.
Yeah, Rami didn't go. He was supposed to win.
They told me, they're like, man, you got to come with us next time.
No.
You got to come with us next time.
You got to go.
I have to. Like, I don't think
Please
I can pass on
it.
That.
If
Please
folks, if you want to take a look at George and Baby Tausch, go on his Instagram page, and there's a great picture of you and George side by side with
you. Got Instagram?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Tausch on air.
I got to fight for all these other
You seen it? I swear to God, look like your daddy, cuz. Dang your daddy?
That is not my dad.
That could be your second daddy. Y'all look just like me. Two big hearty laughs. Big, you know, big Bowfording guys.
Laugh.
I mean,
big
Bowfording guys. I mean,
so it sounds like a good time.
I mean,
nothing happened.
All right. Big Bowfording guys, man. I mean, if you ever want to see two guys that represent Bowfording, them George and Billy. I mean, those two guys saw the earth, man.
That's Bowfording, and it's fine.
Oh, right there.
Right? That's all it
Check
is.
Check that picture out. It just screams Bowfording to me.
And that was after like three or four of the Bruins.
Oh.
I didn't realize, Gary, last night until last night when I was drinking the Bruins with George. The Bruin is 7.2 ABB. I was always talking about the smooth triple ale being 8%.
Alcohol by volume. Y'all didn't know what you're talking
about. 7.2 alcohol by volume.
I had no idea.
That'll catch up to you, too, now. So as I am messing around at Sport Club last night, burgers and brews with
Bowfring. How was the burgers?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Only went with one because, like, after you gave me the subtle warning.
You're going to be gassy.
I was going to be blowing out the Sport Club. I didn't want to do that. So as I stumbled my way back.
Everything made me gassy.
Had an Uber waiting for me outside of my car.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to grab my backpack to make sure that I could get to my computer and be ready to go do a little research before I went to bed that night. I wanted to read up a little bit more on what happened in the Brewer game that we were watching there at Sport Club. And get up to my car, and what's this green stuff sitting in my passenger seat?
Oh.
Well, it was my passenger side window.
Oh.
Oh, no.
So I got a rock put through my passenger side window to then take the computer that was underneath the towel in my back seat.
Why you put the computer in the trunk, cuz?
Right. Right. Legitimately
got him
every time.
You got to charge that to the game.
But they caught me that time there.
No, I still call the police, but I'm calling.
Oh, no, I did. And man, two officers that came out last night, it was about 9:30 at night, super helpful. They're like, man, I wish we could give you some better advice, but the only advice I got is... don't leave your stuff inside.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
Wish we had better news for you, but if we find some, we'll let you know. But thanks, but no thanks. Here's the report. So we'll go and figure out where you can get that glass replaced. So I went and vacuumed it all up today and feeling a lot better.
Good.
A little down, though. There was a nice breeze, so I feel like my hair is looking very good windblown
as I drove
in
today. Can they get into your – what kind of laptop was it?
It was a Mac.
You're good.
So it's password protected.
No, they got people to bypass it, but it ain't no. You ain't got no like photos of you, like in a G-string or nothing.
Way too many.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So I did the Find My iPhone thing because on that you can log on to your computer too.
As soon as they log on, you.
As soon as they log on, they can erase it.
Yeah.
Which is good because there is some.
And you can find it too.
If anybody is listening to this show and yeah. was the man that or woman, I don't want to discriminate.
Nobody listens to our show.
That busted through the window to take my laptop. Please don't open it, because there's some stuff that nobody needs to know. Like some pictures that nobody needs to see. A lot
you just told him,
life events nobody needs to have relived.
Well, he can't like blackmail you. You got no money to give him, so they're going to just try to sell it, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but if it comes by the barbershop, we will arrest the guy and get your computer back.
That's what I like to hear. Thank you.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
We don't buy stuff like that. No, we don't do that. It's a big show.
Because you guys are real nice guys. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It'll be all good. There are other real life problems that people have.
When your windows broke, Gary, I know you know this. Did you put some plastic up?
Garbage bag.
I put up aluminum foil, because.
Okay. So that works, too.
I almost cooked myself. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I was going to put the towel, but the towel makes everything kind of smell a little bit in there.
Yeah, no, you
I don't know
do
what
that.
You're supposed to do now.
No, you
got to do something.
Well, I do the garbage bag. Cause.
Right. That's what I went bag. With. So yeah, it'll blow in the wind a little bit, rattle around. It'll be all
good. You can do you know what works? You know those plastic window kits you do like in the wintertime?
Yeah, you can do
you
that.
You use a hair dryer? Yeah.
You do that because it's when it's loose, it makes that sound. In your ear, that's all annoying. So if you do that, it stays tight.
Well, you can do some. I tell you what, that Gorilla Tape works like a champ.
Nah, I ain't doing it.
Put that Gorilla Tape on it because it ain't going nowhere. I mean, you talking about?
It's gonna take the door with it when it comes in.
You look,
my boy J&J said, "Don't use the Gorilla Tape."
You take the Gorilla Tape because
that's how Gary wanted to fell out.
You looking back? That's why they taped it up with Leroy. I had it taped up. I had it taped up a whole week with that Gorilla Tape
Stuck through.
Man, I came home and a gorilla was sitting in my living room, cuz.
That was you. That wasn't no gorilla. That was you sitting with that with a mirror.
Bovary beer, a premium beer, guys. We had all of the superior ingredients, all the natural barley, the hops, of fresh spring
APB
water.
ABV by volume or whatever y'all said. I don't know.
Yep. Oh, there's a lot of it when you're talking about the balanced brewing.
ABPC.
The smooth triple ale, the crisp pilsner, that was available in cans. That's what my man George was drinking last night in our picture. You can check that out at my Instagram page. And plus, guys, 250 years, George told me all about the family-owned brewing experience that Bovary has been doing since 1764 in the country of Luxembourg. They're a different kind of import, guys. They never sold out to a gigantic corporation. You don't need to put a piece of fruit in it to taste good. You can pair it with a burger, and it tastes really good. That's what we got to know last night at Sport Club. Bovary and guys, proud to announce right now they're available in more places than ever before. You can grab a six-pack of Total Wine and More in Brookfield and Greenfield, Sendix Fine Foods, and any Auto's location. It's also fresh on tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Nomad, and Sport Club. Always, whenever you're having a Bofording, let Bofording Bill know at Bill Schmidt Radio, and I might come and have one of Milwaukee's favorite smooth drinking imports on you. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 414-799-1250. We'll talk baseball with Mark Simon next on The Fan. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Works for Sports Info Solutions, talks baseball with us at 3:48 here on the Wendy's Big Show on Wednesdays. Mark Simon talking baseball with us. Mark, appreciate the time as always, man. 90 wins, we were talking about it just before you came on the air. Brewers after the mathematical one-third point of the season at 90 wins. What is the likelihood that 90 wins, that should be getting you into at least the second wild card berth, right?
Yeah, I think 90 gets you into the postseason. I would feel pretty good about that if you can replicate what you did in the first third of the year. I think history would tell you that 90 is the right number. There are some years where you need a number a little larger than 90, but this year feels like there's a lot of parity, particularly, I think, in the NL Central. And I think that you're probably going to get two teams out of there. So I think that 90 is probably about right.
When you look at the Brewers, Cubs, and Cardinals, are any one of those three teams doing something that you didn't expect, whether it be performing better, performing worse than maybe you expected coming into the season? Like, for instance, Michael Wacha in the bullpen for the Cardinals now?
Yeah, there's a lot with the Cardinals. I have the Cardinals winning 98, so that's not looking right. Pretty good right now. They basically have to win two for every game that they lose the rest of the way. I didn't expect Matt Carpenter to hit 218. I expected Goldschmidt to be a superstar right from the start. I didn't expect Miles Michaelis to drop off the face of the earth. There's a lot of things there. Andrew Miller got off to a bad start. I didn't expect that to happen. Hicks has had trouble as closer. They have a long list. Their list of troubles is probably longer than the Brewers. And I think that's what's opened the door for Milwaukee to be right there. And I think they're better than the Cardinals right now. I think they're better than the Padres. I think they're better than the Braves. I think they're rightfully placed at this point in the season.
Mark, when you look at the rest of baseball, and it's a anomaly, it can be called that, but really it was going to be one of the toughest divisions in baseball going into it in the NL Central. All five teams in the NL Central are within five games of each other. There are three teams leading divisions in baseball that have larger than a five-game lead over just the second-place team. How long do you expect that trend to go where this is going to be probably within 10, 12 games almost all year long?
Yes. Well, I think the Dodgers like are going to run away with it. The Astros are going to run away with it. The Twins are going to certainly run away with it. I think that the division will – I think that eventually the Reds will fall back, and I think the Pirates will fall back a little bit too. I think the Reds did a lot of maneuvering over the offseason, but they still have some pretty significant weaknesses. And the Pirates did no maneuvering over the offseason when they needed to make moves. And I think that will come back to hurt them, especially because you got to figure Milwaukee's going to add on July 31st and the Cubs are going to add on July 31st. Yeah. But the Pirates are not. Pirates are basically a static team.
The Pirates weren't necessarily going to be one of the teams that a lot of people thought would make a big add, and then they go out and grab arguably the biggest pitching fish on the pond last year in Chris Archer.
By the way, how well has that trade worked out?
Right, yeah, exactly. I love it.
Five ERA, and they gave up two really good guys. So I guess their most recent track record in that isn't great. I wouldn't expect them to do that again, though. I would think that you kind of have to know what you are, and I think that the Pirate people know that this is not necessarily their year to make a run for it.
Mark, I think that you're a genius. I don't think these guys give you the credit that you deserve, because you've turned me on to something that I listen to MLB, all these guys, experts, but none of them have these stats and these analytics and thought processes you have. So I like to have fun with this. So let's have a little bit. I would think that you would have three. I almost said Hall of Famer, All-Stars. Now, I don't know if that's true, but it's hypothetical. Here today, who you think is a legitimate All-Star? Because the balloting kind of started. They got this new way of voting. I'm trying to get more people to vote here in Milwaukee. So if you can shed light on people like Zach Davies, Woodruff, these guys. We know Yelich. We know that. But these are the kind of guys that they thought the pitching would suffer. But these guys are having great years. Do you think those two guys – will have a chance at being an All-Star?
I think they both have legit shots. I think you're going to get Hader and Yelich without any issue. But I would say that Woodruff, I think the thing that's really cool about Woodruff is, like, look at the last six starts, and he's basically been like a Verlander type with all the strikeouts. He had one game with bad walks, but all the other starts have been off the charts, and it's the fastball that's doing it. He's blowing his pitches by guys. He's been very impressive. Zach Davies is more of a finesse guy, and I'm not sure necessarily that the success is going to last for him. So I would say Woodruff over Davies for your All-Star team a month from now. But, hey, I guess I could be wrong on that. But I would definitely say one of those two.
Okay, I'm going to have Steve help me out with this because he also has a question. But we looked at batting average, and it seemed like Arcia, his batting average, because, you know, I love Arcia because I think he saves runs with his defense. But he's batting .261. Now, we had a list of guys, his batting average is better than, and we read that list off, and it was disturbing, to say the least. Do you think those guys would be better? Because if that's the case, then maybe you're talking 92 wins, or do you think it's one of these things that has to kind of play out throughout the season? Because, again, you know, Jesus, who was an All-Star, is gonna just going to hit a lot of home runs. I mean, Shaw, when he gets back, he's just – so does – fans need to be bothered by that, by these lower batting averages for most of these guys?
Well, if you look at the sport, across the sport in general, batting averages are down all across the board. You're back when, I guess, you and I were younger kids, I guess, so to speak, like 250 to 260 is probably normal. Now it's more like in the 240s. So I think you have to look at it a little bit differently, that people are going more for power than for average, and they're trying to get on base. I guess the thing I would be disturbed with Jesus on is the lack of offensive production. He should probably be a little bit better than he is, but that's not enough from him. He should be significantly better than he is. While I got you, I get to plug Grandal again, by the way.
I was getting to him.
68, 373, 512, 885 for a catcher. Yes. If you looked at baseball stats last year, catcher's list, you had a dreadful season. 268, 373 on base, 512 slugging, 885 is all-star and beyond. And I would put him up very high with Yelich and Hader on your.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Campaigning for four or five guys.
When I brought his name up, Steve looked at me like he wanted to shoot me.
Yeah, this vein pops out of his head.
I'm glad we got you on,
Mark.
Mark,
he gets this vein going right through his forehead. And it was flaming up when we brought up Yasmani Grandal, possibly as an all-star.
The man is the president of the Yasmani Grandal fan club. The man is the president. The man is probably sitting in a Grandal jersey right now as we speak.
Come on. Good. You better show more respect to Mark than this.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happening. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say he's pretty good.
Yeah, no, he is.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's pretty good.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. So the other thing that I wanted to bring up here, because I'm not sure how many people do this or don't do this, but so I was just curious, and I was looking through the Sports Information Solutions site here, and it's something that people may not know. Bill James, obviously, is part owner in Sports Information Solutions, and everybody knows who Bill James is. John Doohan is also the owner CEO, and if I'm reading this right, he started Stats, Inc. That was his first company?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? He started it before it was what it is now. But yeah, way back when we were all just little tykes, John Doohan formed Stats, Inc. and eventually was able to sell it to a bigger corporation. But yeah, he's been in sports statistics. He's a sports statistics pioneer.
And the other thing that people probably don't know unless they went and read your bio, obviously, is you were at ESPN for quite a while working on Baseball Tonight. You co-hosted the Baseball Today podcast. How was that experience working at ESPN as you hear so many stories from people that worked there before?
I had a terrific time there. I was kind of the person that sat maybe, I was essentially your producer, plus I had all sorts of books and reference material in front of me, looking up all the different things that they would say that this was this guy's 10th home run of the month, the most since 1922, or things of that sort. That was kind of the role when I played behind the scenes. The story I like to tell is that we had such a good rapport that they were 20, 30 feet away from me. If I heard them say something wrong, I could slam my fist on the desk and they would feel the vibration or see it out of the corner of their eye. And they know that they'd have to do something that they'd have to fix.
Goodness gracious. That's
crazy.
I
love this guy, man.
That's good stuff.
He was the muscle.
I try to get him on every day, but we ain't got no budget.
Well, I don't know if I want him on every day because he might get mad at us when we're late for a break. He might just punch me like he punched that desk. Mark, we appreciate the time. We'll talk
next
week.
Mark. It's a pleasure having you on.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
That's Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today.
I got you guys on.
Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1945.
Yasmani Grandal. That was amazing.
That was good stuff. That was good stuff. Did it make your day, Steve?
Did you tip him off to say that? No, I didn't.
Did that make you feel good about Yasmani Grandal?
Yeah, man.
Man can play, man.
Sure. Yeah, maybe he will be an all-star.
He said, sure,
maybe.
Yeah.
Man,
maybe.
I said he's an all-star.
Yeah.
You and Gary look like y'all want to just do it. Like,
good, man, yeah.
Stick me in the side with a shank or something.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, like, shank, just, I guess.
We got to give the guy a chance.
Right, cool. While we're talking about that, let's go to a break and let's hear from Anthony Mandela.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.